The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
This is the All-Nighter. This is the sexual intellectual, the largest man in sports entertainment. This is Shooter Storm, and you're listening to Apex Radio on the Shining Wizard Network.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, So much larger than.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exhilarating episode of the Apex Radio Show. As always, I'm your humble host, the Stickman. This week, we got a show that has been very, very, very long overdue, and I apologize to everyone involved. It's just an even longer story than it has been a wait. This week, I'm going to basically tell you all a recap of the big-time pro wrestling show called Second Chances that actually happened back in November. I got some great interviews after the show, and it's just terrible that I haven't been able to put them up on the show until now. But this is it, folks. This is the show. This is the time. We're going to do it right now, and we're going to let you folks hear what these great superstars of big-time pro wrestling had to say. So let's get on with it. Saturday, November 16th, Big Time Pro Wrestling presented Second Chances, taking place as per usual at the Rideau-Carlton Raceway in Ottawa, Ontario. During the pre-show, Big Time host Mr. Hollywood and the manager of managers, Mr. Know-It-All, brought Big Time Pro Wrestling senior official Alex Hetfield to the ring to address the controversial incident from the previous show, which involved Big Time rookie referee Vinny Barbarino. I caught up with Alex Hetfield after the show. Rather than try and tell you what happened myself, I'll let Alex Hetfield paint you the picture. Can you lighten us up a bit on what happened with this referee controversy that's been going on and was particularly addressed tonight?
Well, what happened last month was during a match between Dave Titan and Bradford Montague, the referee of the match was Vincenzo Barbarino.
Right.
And at one point it looked like Montague had the match won. He had Dave Titan's shoulders pinned down. But when referee Vincenzo went down for the count, he counted one, two, and then stopped.
Right.
So that kind of mistake can be forgivable, but he did it three more times. So he stalled his counts and stopped Dave Titan from losing four times. So obviously something was wrong. I went out there and I told him to go to the back, and then I made the appropriate count as needed. So now we asked for an update today, and it was only today that Vincenzo finally had the courage to reveal to us that he had been threatened over the phone. Someone had been making calls, threatening him, threatening his family. His family was even texting him saying something was wrong. So obviously he's been compromised, and so that's why we've had to pull him out of the tournament matches, and I just gave him one singles match tonight.
Understandable. A very dangerous situation on his part for his family, and of course he'd be concerned for his family. So I don't know if I want to reveal any plans you guys might have, but are you planning to continue to use him in future?
If his performance doesn't dwindle, I don't see why not. Any situation that goes on that's still to be kept under control, we'll handle it. At this point, somebody was probably trying to affect him for the tournament, which is what we suspect. So we took him out of the matches for the tournament, and odds are no one is going to interfere again. But if it does, then we'll have to look into the situation a little more closely.
Very good. Well, I guess we'll just have to see how it turns out next month.
Thank you very much.
Senior referee Alex Hetfield, thank you.
I'm sure the authorities at Big Time will be keeping a very close eye on this situation in the days and weeks to come. Very strange for sure. Big Time Pro Wrestling Commissioner Joe Dunlap warned the roster that he'd be bringing in new talent to help shake things up, and the following match was a sample of that promise. The exception, Eddie Sapalucci, made his Big Time Pro Wrestling debut against Big Time Pro Wrestling's own Zeddy Breeze. It was a very close match between the two combatants, which could have gone either way at any time, but it turned out to be the local favorite, Breeze, who picked up the win in the end. Although Breeze was victorious, Sapalucci's performance during the match proved the validity of Commissioner Dunlap's premise, that being that outside talent are more than capable of making a defining mark in BTPW. I had the opportunity to speak with both Zeddy Breeze and Eddie Sapalucci after their match.
Zeddy, you just had a hell of a match against the debuting Eddie Sapalucci. What are your thoughts?
He's a tough guy. I've never really seen him. It's my first time seeing him. I heard a big fuss about him coming in, so I just, you know, offered to wrestle him, and he was good, but, you know, not tonight.
He used some dubious tactics throughout the match, but you prevailed. Were you expecting this going in?
Oh, yeah, of course. Anytime, you know, you see a guy like that, you know, he's got the outfits, the hair, and, you know, he's mouthing off right from the get-go. You know it's going to be a long night. So, you know, I took it for what it was, but I was ready for it.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on a great match, Eddie.
Thank you. Take care, brother.
Here with the debuting Eddie Sapalucci. Eddie, close match. Didn't quite make it tonight. First time in Big Time. What are your thoughts?
You know what? First off, I just want to thank you for actually getting my name straight. Unlike that pathetic, low-life announcer that they got going on here down at Big Time to actually try to pronounce such a great name. But other than that, just like Zeddy Berg, what's his name again, sorry?
Zeddy Breeze.
Zeddy Breeze, that's even worse. I almost fixed him up tonight. And just like the announcer, I corrected him. No worries. Made my big debut. Didn't go as planned. I didn't finish the way I liked it to finish. But in the end of the day, everyone knows who I am. Everyone knows I'm here to stay. And for anything else, stay tuned.
I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of you in big time. Eddie Sapolucci, thank you very much.
No problem. Hold on a sec. I think you owe me some money.
The next match was between the high-flying Crimson X and the versatile KL Shock. It was obvious from the start that KL Shock had the power advantage over his opponent, being bigger and stronger, but the speed and agility of Crimson X was not to be overlooked. In the end, that agility proved to be too much for Shock, as X got the three count after executing a textbook high crossbody, which seemed to, well, shock his opponent. This win put X in contention to wrestle for the Young Guns Championship at the next event. Next up was the first of four matches in the qualifying tournament for the Big Time Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. The MMA expert Jack Rushton was pitted against a true powerhouse and one half of the hugely popular tag team The Wonder Twins, Dave Titan. Although Titan's size and strength allowed him to dominate for a good portion of the match, Rushton's combat skill and sheer resilience won out, as Rushton hit Titan with a devastating enziguri and managed to secure the pin. With that, Rushton became the first to advance to the second round of the championship tournament. I spoke with Titan after his match and got his thoughts on the loss and of being out of the championship tournament. Dave, you lost a heartbreaker to Jack Rushton. Yeah. So that was your second chance to get a shot at the big time championship. What are your thoughts?
It's terrible that we lost, but my main concern right now is my tag partner, Ray, and we're going to go after the tag team champions belts. That's what that's our goal.
So does this mean you're putting your hopes of getting the big time heavyweight championship on hold for now?
For now, yes, but we're going to focus on the tag team champions and then go from there.
That was a great match, Dave. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I also had the chance to speak with Jack Rushton about the match and of his advancement in the tournament. Jack, it was a hell of a hard-fought match tonight. You really, really, really put on a show. What are your thoughts about the match?
Dave, Titan, tough dude, so I'm definitely feeling it right now. I've worked him a couple times with Shane Sabre against him and his buddy, Ray Steele, so this is my first time actually working him one-on-one. So obviously you get in the ring, you're kind of nervous with a guy like that. I guess I wanted to try and test my strength. That was embarrassing because, you know, he's tough as nails, like I said, so he just threw me around. But I guess once I was able to start using my momentum, I was able to, pull a W.
All right, so you're moving on in the tournament. Congratulations. So what thought process? What's your frame of mind for the next level of the tournament?
Oh, man, just be scared of everybody. Just fight from the heart, I guess. That's pretty much it, man. Okay. Some tough dudes, especially in the tournament right now. Some really tough guys. Even the guys that got kicked out, they're tough too. So that just shows how strong the competition is. So let's see.
Hey, nobody ever said fear is a bad thing. Jack Rushton, congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, brother.
Next up on the card was the Young Guns Championship match. The champion, Brett McLeod, was to defend his title against another newcomer to Big Time Pro Wrestling, Channing Decker. Decker gave the champion a run for his money, demonstrating an impressive knowledge of both ground-based and aerial maneuvers. The experience, canniness, and usage of, for lack of a better term, unorthodox methods on the part of the champ got the better of the enthusiastic young challenger in the end, and McLeod was able to retain his championship, much to the chagrin of the crowd. After the match, Decker attempted to show his sportsmanlike side by extending a hand for McLeod to shake. McLeod was apparently not in much of a sporting mood, however, as he rebuffed Decker's attempted handshake, turned his back on the challenger, and left the ring, trophy in hand. I caught up with Young Guns champion Brett McLeod and asked him about the match and his challenger, Channing Decker. I'm here with Brett McLeod, the Big Time Pro Wrestling Young Guns champ, who pulled off another awesome, awesome victory in a very hard-fought match. So you're still the champ, Brett. Where do you go from here?
I just stay hungry. I was hungry to get the title, and I'm even hungrier to keep it.
Well, you certainly seem like you're willing to prove that in the ring. You proved it tonight against the debuting Channing Decker. How is he as an opponent?
Surprisingly good, but obviously not good enough.
Definitely, as you pulled out the win. So what does the future hold for Brett McLeod, the Young Guns champ?
I think the future is quite bright, and I'm just going to keep on moving up.
There you have it. Thank you very much, Brett.
Thank you.
I was also able to talk with Channing Decker about his big-time pro wrestling debut. Channing, you lost a heartbreaker for the Young Guns Championship to Brett McLeod. He's a tough champ. You fought well, but in the end, he prevailed. What are your thoughts?
You know what? He absolutely did get the better of me today. I came down here the long way, you know, because I heard they got good competition here. I knew the kind of champion he was. I pushed him to his limits. He pushed me to mine. You know what? I'm not disappointed with the way I showed myself today. I'm looking to come back stronger the next time and hopefully take that trophy right from him.
What do you think of the big time crowd here in Ottawa?
You know what? They got a lively bunch here. You know, real dedicated fans. Every time I'm down here, you know, I used to come here just to watch the shows. You know, I was a fan first, seeing what they did out here. I like the product they have. Super interactive, a lot of noise. It's fun to wrestle in front of them.
Well, that's awesome. We hope to see you again, and thanks for your time, Decker.
Thanks very much for having me.
The second of four second chances qualifying matches was next. Joshua James, who has made no friends of Mr. Know-It-All and his clients as of late, was due to take on Shane Sabre. While the cocky Sabre put forth a very strong effort, he was simply overpowered at every turn by the stronger and much more experienced James. The end came for Sabre, courtesy of a ring-shaking slam from the top turnbuckle by James, resulting in a fairly certain three count, thus advancing Joshua James to the next round of the championship tournament. Sabre seemed quite dazed and unsure of his whereabouts after the match and had to be helped by referees to the back. Later on in the evening, after Sabre seemed to regain somewhat of his senses, I was able to ask him about the match.
I'm standing here with Shane Sabre. You lost a close one tonight. You're out of the tournament for the championship. How do you feel?
Not good. Couldn't pull out the win. Really upset, but what can you do at this point? I just got to go, and hopefully I get another opportunity because I do rightfully deserve that belt.
So I assume we're going to see you continue to try?
All the time.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Good to hear. Thank you, Shane Sabre.
Thank you.
Before the next match on the card could be announced, Mr. Know-It-All came to the ring, accompanied by his clients Magic Mary O'Brien, the Queen of Mean Persephone Vice, and MVP Michael Von Payton. Mr. Know-It-All seemed quite bent out of shape, as per usual, claiming he'd attempted to contact Big Time Pro Wrestling Commissioner Joe Dunlap repeatedly in order to try and get some sort of an explanation as to why his client, MVP, was not entered into the heavyweight championship tournament. Know-It-All and his entourage made repeated attempts to call Commissioner Dunlap out to the ring, but our host, Mr. Hollywood, informed Mr. Know-It-All and all of us in attendance that Commissioner Dunlap was not in the building that evening and was, in fact, busily traveling the province scouting new talent for BTPW. He had, Mr. Hollywood went on to say, appointed a representative to stand in his place for the night, that representative being none other than Crusher Klein himself. After announcing that he was empowered to act as temporary commissioner in Joe Dunlap's stead for the evening, Crusher went on to make three very important announcements. First, it was announced that a new BTPW Women's Championship belt had been commissioned, and that belt was unveiled and displayed to the crowd in attendance to a general positive reaction. Very nice belt. Then, Crusher informed all in attendance that Commissioner Dunlap was giving Persephone Vice the chance to wrestle for the new Women's Championship, and that her opponent would be announced at a later date. However, the commissioner did have a rather cryptic message for the Queen of Mean regarding her upcoming mystery opponent. Size isn't everything. Very ominous indeed. Lastly, Crusher let Mr. Know-It-All know that his client, MVP, was going to have a match that night after all. If MVP were to win his match, he would maybe, perhaps, potentially, possibly, maybe be in line for a possible title shot at some future date. Hardly a promise written in stone, but it seemed to satisfy those in the ring. Crusher Klein then went on to say that MVP's opponent would be the wily Scott Derek Hamilton, and that match would start immediately. The match got off to a wild start as Hamilton's music hit, and he charged the ring without any fanfare, going right on the attack against MVP from the get-go. Hamilton seemed to get the early advantage over MVP as Know-It-All, Magic Mary O'Brien, and Persephone Vice surrounded the ring. Both MVP and Hamilton put forth a pitched battle with the tide turning back and forth repeatedly. Just when it seemed that Hamilton had the pin locked in, Persephone Vice stepped into the ring, causing the ref to turn his attention toward trying to get her to leave. Know-It-All took advantage of the distraction to sneak into the ring behind Hamilton's back and attempt to waylay the wily Scott with the questionable handbag that Mr. Know-It-All carries with him everywhere. Fortunately, at the last second, Hamilton turned, saw Know-It-All, and tackled him before Know-It-All could strike. However, while Hamilton's attention was diverted, MVP was able to sneak up behind the kilted wonder and catch him in an O'Connor roll, pinning him. Know-It-All and his entourage left the ring in exultation while Hamilton was clearly very upset with the circumstances surrounding the loss. I was able to speak with Mr. Know-It-All, MVP, and Persephone Vice regarding the announcements made by Crusher Klein, as well as MVP's maybe, possibly, potential qualifying match.
I'm here with MVP. MVP, you had an impromptu match set up to potentially, how shall I put this, be considered to qualify for a shot at the Big Time Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, and you won over Derek Hamilton. How do you feel about that?
Well, here's the thing. When you ask how I feel, the first question you got to ask is, how do I feel about not even being entered in this tournament? When you've got the premier athlete in independent professional wrestling on your roster, that man earns a spot? I don't think so. He deserves a spot. You put him in your tournaments. You want to showcase that athlete. So not having me in that tournament, despite whatever reasonings they have, That was just atrocious. That was a travesty. So once again, I came, I put my work boots on. They're laced up nice and high, some nice black and whites. I got in there in that, I'd call it a 20 by 20. I think this one's a little bit bigger. But then I showed these people, and I showed the front office, and I showed Joe Dunlap, and I showed Crusher Klein. But most of all, I showed, what was that? I don't even remember my opponent's name. Derek Hamilton.
Yes.
Derek Hamilton. I showed him most of all. I deserve a spot in this tournament, hands down. And he found out the hard way. You just don't want to get in my way. And that goes for anybody on this roster that thinks they're going to win that title before I do.
Now, how do you feel about actually entering into that match when it was put up front? You were sort of, kind of, maybe, possibly being considered for a shot at the championship if you won, as opposed to setting some ironclad rules.
You know, it's just one of those things, like, Mr. Know-It-All, he's a great manager, but sometimes he misses some of the fine print. Front office has their way of thinking. I got my way of thinking. It's kind of hard to get everybody on the same page. But at the end of the day, all that matters is I've got my opportunity, and I just got to make the most of it now.
Excellent. Now, a good close personal friend of yours and another client of Mr. Know-It-All's, Persephone Vice, was told tonight that she is going to get a shot at the brand new Big Time Pro Wrestling Women's Championship next month on December 14th. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good, but I think the question is, why does size not matter? She was told size won't matter. So this is kind of intriguing. Who's coming? This is where it's at. I'm pretty confident. I mean, Persephone's a big, strong girl. She's got some talent. She's maybe not as seasoned as some, but sometimes a little bit of passion and drive can make up for experience, being willing to put it all out there. So I'll be in her corner if she wants. And, I think she's going to walk out with that belt around her waist.
Very possible. MVP, I thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Here with Persephone Vice, some very interesting events happened with MVP and the tournament championship. So he's to be considered to qualify now. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm thrilled. You know why I'm thrilled? Because he's one of my good friends in this business. We have our faction. We've got Mr. Know-It-All. We have Magic Mario Bryant. We have MVP, and then there's me, Persephone Vice. We have this group, we have this sisterhood and brotherhood or whatever you want to freaking call it. We're just family, and I'm just so happy that my brother, my big buddy MVP, has his title shot.
Thank you. And of course, next month it's been announced that you're going to get a shot at the brand new Big Time Pro Wrestling Women's Championship.
Ha!
Does that concern you at all, since the opponent won't be announced till the night of the show?
Does it look like I give a care? Not at all. Big, tall, small, round, whatever. I don't care who you are, what you look like, where you come from. I still will beat her down.
What more can you say? Persephone Vice, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm standing here with the manager, Mr. Know-It-All. Mr. Know-It-All, MVP has won his match and now sort of, kind of, maybe, possibly is being considered for a shot at the title. I don't understand what that's about. But
let me first correct you. I am not just the manager. I am the greatest wrestling manager in the world today. That's point number one. Point number two is MVP will be... he's going to qualify for this tournament. Mark my words. It might not be right now, but he will get in by hook or by crook. If it's the last thing that I do, I'm going to make sure that MVP, the man who is main event all around the world, and he's not even in the tournament, give me a break. I'm going to make sure this man, he's going to get what he deserves. He's going to be the heavyweight champion. He's going to get in the tournament, and he's going to win it all.
Oh, I have no doubt that something like that is going to happen. Another one of your clients and very close personal friends, Persephone Vice, was told tonight that she gets a shot at the brand new Big Time Pro Wrestling Women's Championship tonight. Only her opponent won't be announced until the night of the show. How do you feel about that?
You want to know how I feel about it? I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Commissioner Joe Dunlap was supposed to be here. Me and him go way back. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
We go way back in this business. He was a manager. He broke me in. You know what? I texted him, I emailed him, I called him, never returned my texts, never returned my emails, never returned my phone calls. I called him out, I wanted a face-to-face, he owed me that. and he wasn't here. He was out scouting talent.
He's a very busy man.
He's a busy man. Well, you know what? I deserve that attention. He turned his back on me. And then what does he do? He sends out Crusher Klein. And then Crusher Klein says, there's going to be a woman's match, but we're not going to tell you who the opponent is. I think it's a miscarriage of justice. But you know what? It doesn't matter who it is. Because Persephone Vice is the most dominant, and I repeat, the most dominant female wrestler in the world today. And we're going to prove it December 14th at Rideau-Carlton Raceway.
And that is a point I find it very hard to argue with. Mr. Know-It-All, thank you very much.
Of course it's not going to argue with, because I'm the man that knows it all. Mr. Know-It-All, the pleasure's been all yours, of course.
The next Second Chances qualifying match involved the always controversial Randy Barry taking on the other half of the popular Wonder Twins tag team, Ray Steele. Steele was wrestling this match with an obvious elbow injury, and Barry wasted no time taking full advantage of that injury, working over Steele's arm at every possible opportunity. While Steele put forth a valiant effort, it was obvious he was fighting at less than 100%. It was also obvious that Barry's will and determination to beat Steele would not be denied this night, as he took the win in the match, advancing to the next round of the tournament. After the match, Barry continued to beat Steele down. The Wonder Twins' internet-hired manager, Jay, jumped into the ring and attempted to defend his client, only to be very roughly shoved to the mat by Barry, who turned to continue his abuse of Steele. Steele's tag team partner, Dave Titan, then hit the ring to make the save for his partner, and Barry finally hightailed it to the back. Jay took the mic and again asked the Wonder Twins to accept him as their manager and to trust that he only had their best interests at heart. Dave Titan acquiesced and shook hands with Jay, but Steele, still suffering from his match and subsequent beatdown by Barry, appeared much less convinced and left the ring still seemingly unsure about the motives of their would-be manager. I asked both Ray Steele and Internet Jay about the match and their managerial situation.
I'm standing here with a very despondent Ray Steele. You lost a very, very hard-fought match to Randy Barry. As usual, he used some sneaky tactics and dubious stuff. Of course, don't ask me why, but it was pointed out beforehand. You might possibly have been suffering an injury, which, of course, Randy Barry took advantage of. How do you feel now that you're out of the championship tournament?
I'm pretty disappointed. You know, I was really looking forward to showing everybody what I've got. I haven't really had a really good streak around here at Big Time Pro Wrestling. I mean, I don't know what it is. Something's holding me back, and unfortunately today I went in there with a disability. You know, I had a bad arm for my last match. I had a bit of an injury, and of course Randy capitalized on that. But I mean, I'm just disappointed. I'd like to show everybody what I have. I want to give them somebody to cheer for. You know, I want to come home with some gold for everybody. But you know, that's not the way it goes, and I just have to keep working myself towards it.
Perfectly understandable. Now, there was also a little controversy going on with your supposed internet manager, Jason. Your partner, Dave Titan, seems to be content with having him as a manager, but you kind of aren't too sure yet. You look like you're not too certain about this guy. What's up with that?
I'm just a bit of a skeptic with this guy. I don't know him too well. I mean, we got him off the internet, you know? They always say, you know, you don't trust what you read on the internet. So, I mean, it's exactly what it is. Until he shows me what he has, I mean, he helped me out a bit tonight, but I'm still not too sure. Dave might be falling for it, but I'm always going to look into it a little bit more before I trust somebody, you know, to have my back. But yeah,
it's always smart not to jump in with 2 feet. Well, I guess we're going to have to see what happens next month. Ray Steele, thank you very much. Go put some ice on that.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
There's some weird goings-on with the Wonder Twins. It seems like they're actually not interested in having you for a manager. What is that all about?
I don't know what it's about. To me, it seems like they need the help, and I've been providing it over the last 2 months, and it seems that Ray Steele is still on the fence. I think I got Dave Titan, though.
Well, yeah, you shook Dave agreed to shake your hand tonight, which was progress, but I'm so excited I can't even speak here. Ray Steele, like you said, still seems a little bit on the fence. Are you going to try and cajole him a little bit more, maybe?
Well, I don't know what I have to do, my friend. I do not know what I have to do, but we'll see what the future holds. All I have to do is prove myself to these men, and I could take them right to the top of professional wrestling.
Well, that sounds really awesome. That's what a manager's for. And I guess here's hoping they give you the chance to do that.
Well, they'll give me a chance because I don't think they have a choice.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens next month. Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
It should indeed be interesting to see where this potential relationship ends up. Now to the final match of the night. This match was also the final match of the first round of the Second Chances BTPW Heavyweight Championship Qualifying Tournament. Weapon X made his way to the ring to face the longtime big-time pro wrestling mainstay Damian Styles. To Weapon X's credit, he didn't seem too intimidated by the reputation which preceded Damian Styles, although a definite mutual respect was made evident, both by their actions and by an enthusiastic handshake. Early on, both combatants proved to be very, very evenly matched in power, as these two bulls clashed repeatedly in the center of the ring,
With neither man giving an inch, it became apparent that the outcome of the match would have to be decided by the youth and vitality of Weapon X versus the knowledge and experience of the ring veteran Damian Styles. In the end, as happens so frequently, experience prevailed. Damian Styles got the victory and advanced to the second round of the qualifying tournament. After the match, in another great show of sportsmanship and mutual respect, both men shook hands and Weapon X congratulated Styles on his win. I was fortunate enough to have the chance to talk with both Weapon X and Damian Styles after their colossal matchup.
I'm standing here with Kirk Warmack, who just came out on the losing end of a brutal, brutal, and a really tough match against Damian Styles. So, Kirk, unfortunately, this means you're no longer in contentionship for the championship, contendership for the championship. So, how do you feel? What's next?
Well, it's obviously a devastating loss. Who knows what the future holds for me here in big time. I'm definitely going to be watching all eyes on the tournament, see who comes out on top, and maybe get my second chance at that belt outside the title tournament. Just keep working in the ring, keep beating whoever they put in front of me, and hopefully by tournament's end, I get myself a title shot against whoever wins.
How was the match against Damian Styles, who's practically a fixture in big time?
Definitely good to get in the ring with him finally. I definitely respect the man a hell of a lot. Great athlete, definitely still got the power in him, so he was the better man tonight. Hats off to him.
Well, it was a great match, and Kirk Warmack, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
I am here with the one and only Damian Styles. Damian, you won your match against Weapon X. You're moving on in the championship tournament. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? It's been a long time that I've been working on this goal. Now with the belt up for grabs, it's time to just, drop all the inhibitions and just go for broke. It's time to get it. It's been long enough. It's time for me to wear that belt.
You've definitely been in this company a while. You feel like you've earned it?
Well, I've more than earned it. But, again, a lot of those guys have earned it, too. But it's a matter, you know what? Best man's going to win, and that's going to be me. I'm taking my A game. I want this thing. That's enough of that. It's time for me to have the prestige and have recognition of being who I am, what I am. I want to be the top in this company.
Excellent. I can't wait to see what happens next month. Thank you, Damian.
I'm bringing my A game. Come watch.
When all was said and done, it was a thoroughly enjoyable show all around, and I, for one, was left seriously looking forward to the next show, where we were promised to see the crowning of the inaugural Big Time Pro Wrestling Women's Champion and a brand new Big Time Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. Now, just before we get on with the indie news, let's take a quick break and listen to some messages from some friends of the show.
Hey guys, this is Overweight Larry, and I'm just curious, do you like professional wrestling? Well, I do, and when I want to hear about the good, the bad, and the ups and the downs, I tune into my friends at the Shining Wizards Podcast. They know everything about everything, and if they don't, well, they just make it up. It's actually kind of funny. Sometimes when I like to listen, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and the sweet sound of their full voices just puts me in a happy place. Shining Wizards is on the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Please tune in, because even when wrestling's bad, these guys are still pretty damn good. Tune in for some wrestling talk. And talk about wrestling.
This is the impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to Apex Radio on the Shining Wizards Network.
Transport yourself back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury. They take you on a journey to the last old school generation to discuss pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture, all from South Street in Philadelphia. Past guests include the original on-screen Chucky, Ed Gale, Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and more. Broadcasting at 5-4 Central on Geek Life Radio. Available on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher Radio, and for the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Take that trip back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury, a WLW Studios production.
Let's face the facts. You're just like us. You're the type of person that enjoys heavy metal music, professional wrestling, a cognac every once in a while. That means you get blackout drunk. So we did you a favor by creating a show called Neckbreaker Podcast, which celebrates and discusses the greater things in life, the finer things in life.
Wrestling headlines, metal news, and guest interviews, while your hosts and guests slam drinks. We've already interviewed Eric Bischoff, Fit for an Autopsy, Power Glove, pro wrestler Brian Fury, and many more. New episodes premiere every 2 weeks on neckbreaker.net, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on the Shining Wizards Network. Or if you're really lazy, just follow our drunk updates on Facebook and Twitter at NB Podcast. Cheers! And beers.
And ooh.
Hey everyone, JJ Piedra here, and I'm inviting you to check out Pulse In Radio. If you're into video games, technology, anime, or anything geek culture, Pulse In Radio has you covered. You can visit us at pulseinradio.com, follow us on Twitter at pulsein, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/pulseinradio. Be sure to check us out, and Godspeed.
Hello, all you Funkophiles and Funkophilettes. This is the one and only guru of the grappling groove, the Wolfman Jack Foley himself, telling you to listen in on the Shining Wizards Podcast Network to hear Wolfie and his freaky friends delivering the funniest and finest in funkery to the Mac-loving masses. There's our old buddy Shyman.
Don't be a ham.
Miss Mabel Murphy.
Naughty.
Mr. Nick Nails.
Now I'm going to split your lips to the side of your face.
And our newest funky friend, Overweight Larry. So listen in, and always remember to keep those funk levels at a maximum. Your forearms and funk radio spectacular. It's always funky fresh.
Oh!
A message from Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Looking to learn the art form of professional wrestling, if you want a place to go where everybody knows what they're doing, Body Slammers in Ottawa, Canada's a place to be. You can learn how to wrestle, you can learn how to bump, you can learn how to do anything you want in this profession. You want to be the best, Body Slammers is the place to go. Ottawa, Canada, that is your information center. Body Slammers, go there if you want to learn.
For more information on Body Slammers Pro Wrestling Gym, check out www.bodyslammerscanada.ca online, or check out their group on Facebook. All right, just some great, great friends of the show, and of me personally, I don't mind saying. Now on with the indie news. Sunday, February 16th, 2014, at Live Act, 104 Consumers Drive in Whitby, Ontario. Doors open at 5:30, bell time at 6 p.m. Squared Circle Live presents the Adrenaline Cup 2014. $10 for admission, guys. And listen to some of these great matches that you're going to be seeing. In the first round of the Adrenaline Cup tournament, Will White versus Preston Miles versus, oh, I always get this wrong. I wish somebody would correct me one of these days. El Bigote, versus Channing Decker. Sorry, man. If you hear this and you hear me screw it up, get in touch with me. Tell me how to pronounce it properly. I'm just a dumb Canadian, what can I say? Also, first round match for the Adrenaline Cup. Tag team partners, Lionel Knight versus Christopher Bishop. Another great first round match for the Adrenaline Cup Championship, Flip Kendrick versus Ethan Page. A match for the Premier Championship, Tyson Dukes versus Lewis Linden versus Brent Banks. A ladies match, Jasmine Uribe versus Angelina Love with special guest referee Taylor Wilde. Wow, this is awesome. Getting better by the second. And of course, the Royal Tag Team Championships are going to be defended. One half of Steady Wave, my guest a couple of weeks back, Rocksteady Alex Vega and his partner, Johnny Wave, collectively known as Steady Wave, are going to be defending their titles against none other than the Young Bucks. Sounds like a stacked card from top to bottom to me. Sunday, February the 16th, 2014, at Live Act, 104 Consumers Drive in Whitby. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time is at 6. Well worth checking out, folks. And, of course, hot on the heels of the phenomenal success they had with Any Given Sunday 2, Smash Wrestling presents Danger Zone, Sunday, February 23rd, 2014, the 227 Lounge at 137 City View Drive in Etobicoke, Ontario. That's just outside of Toronto. Doors open at 4, bell time is at 5, tickets starting at only $20, folks. For more ticketing info, please
please visit www.smash-wrestling.com, www.smash-wrestling.com. I'll be putting all that info up on my Facebook page as usual. And the some of the matches they've got announced so far are just awesome. The Overdogs taking on the Super Smash Brothers in tag team action. Matt Cross versus Christopher Bishop will be happening there. Jay Lethal, formerly of TNA, versus Scotty O'Shea. Mickie James, also formerly of TNA and WWE, will compete in a triple threat match against Vanessa Craven and Zandra Bale. There's going to be a ladder match. Rocksteady Alex Vega versus Brent Banks, former tag team colliding folks. These two guys, if you've ever seen them in action, it's just something to be seen. And a ladder match, you throw a ladder into that, it's going to be unbelievable. Those are just the matches announced so far, guys. If you can, by any means possible, get out there and check out Danger Zone, Sunday, February 23rd, 2014. 137 City Feud Drive in Etobicoke. www.smash-wrestling.com. Well, folks, that's it for what I hope is another fantastic episode of the Apex Radio Show. Hope you enjoyed it. My thanks to everybody who took the time out to give me an interview for this show way back in November. Sorry I'm so late, guys. It's a long story. Anyway, speaking of which, I guess you could call it part two. I'm going to be recapping Big Time Pro Wrestling's next event that happened in December. I won't be doing that next week, but the week after, because next week I'm going to be talking with the one and only Bryce Remsburg, former and soon to be again Chikara senior official, and we're going to be asking him about what the hell's been going on with Chikara. I hope, well, it's going to be an interesting story nonetheless. So as always, folks, remember, listen to Apex Radio, because Apex
helps build strong bodies 8 ways.
Until next time, Canada, America, and everyone else in between.
Farewell to flee, farewell to we'll see. The wind will carry back our every refrain. One last embrace before we say,
baby, please don't go.